God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. What is the longest day of the week? Most people will answer something like, well, Monday. It's just a long day. I wake up and I don't want to be up, and I go to work and just the day drags on forever. If I were to ask, what is the shortest day of the week? Most people will say something like, well, Saturday. You know, I feel like we just got off work and wham, we're back to Monday again. Now, the fact is, of course, that every day has 24 hours. And so we're talking about our perceptions of the day. Some days seem longer than others based on age or based upon what we're doing any given day. Now look, this should show us that we are not to be trusted as to our perceptions of time. We don't have a really good perception of time, any of us, and that's why one day can seem longer than the other or shorter than the other. In Exodus 32, Moses had gone up into the mount to receive, among other things, the Ten Commandments from God. And the Bible says in verse 1 of chapter 32, "And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him." If I were to ask you, what is the one word that describes the way these people felt? What would that word be? I think the answer is the word would be impatience. Moses delayed. And however long Moses was gone, we know it was long enough for Aaron subsequently to melt and mold and make a golden calf. The people said, up, make us gods. We don't know what happened to this Moses, but we're not going to wait around any longer. They were impatient. They wanted a visible, manageable God. They wanted Jehovah in a form they could see, in a form they could manage. And that's what this calf was to be. Aaron, this seems to be out of sorts with the story here. In verse 5, Aaron said, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." So what they were doing is they were trying to impose their way on God. That is the form God was to take. They wanted a God that was visible and manageable. Now, in contrast, verse 8 says, God is speaking, "They, Israel, have turned aside quickly out of the way, which I commanded them." So on the one hand, the children of Israel, they thought, Moses is never going to come back. He's delaying. We're impatient. Look, give us a God. And they made a God. There's, in a sense, they were making God. They wanted to impose their way upon God. On the other hand, God said very quickly they've turned aside. They felt like God was taking a long time. God says they have very quickly turned aside. In other words, God's perception of time was very different than theirs. May I tell you something? Impatience is not faith. To force timing is to impose upon God, to impose my way upon God. Wait on God. They were confining God. God was not confining them. When the Bible says wait on the Lord, and it does so frequently, it's not just saying trust God, it's saying trust God when you don't know what the timing will be and you don't know the way that God will provide. Look, wait on God. Trust His intentions. Moses prays to God and is reminded of the promise God made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God hadn't forgotten His promise, and God knew His intentions. And they were good intentions. And friend, trust God. Wait on God regarding His intentions towards you. They are good. Wait on God regarding His knowledge. Israel didn't know what was ahead, but God did. And their impatience here was an indication of their trusting what they could see and not what God knew. Third of all, wait on God regarding His ability. God had parted the Red Sea. God had rained food from heaven. God was not about to let them down now. These were a hard-headed, stiff-necked people, and their faithlessness was indicated by their impatience. I'm not suggesting that we be passive. I'm not suggesting that we not do what we should do and do it now. But what I'm saying is a faith that is not patient is not faith.